Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
J.D. Vance did not hold back yesterday. It was a glorious edition of the Charlie Kirk Show where he lays it out. He starts with this article in The Nation justifying the murder of Charlie Kirk, blaming it on him, which is the route the left is trying to go with this.
I read a story in The Nation magazine about my dear friend Charlie Kirk. Now, The Nation isn't a fringe blog. It's a well-funded, well-respected magazine whose publishing history goes back to the American Civil War. George Soros's Open Society Foundation funds this magazine, as does the Ford Foundation and many other wealthy titans of the American progressive movement. The writer accuses Charlie of saying, and I quote, "Black women do not have brain processing power to be taken seriously." But if you go and watch the clip, the very clip she links to, you realize he never said anything like that. He never uttered those words. He made an argument against affirmative action as a policy. He criticized a specific Supreme Court justice as an individual. He never said anything about black women as a group. He made an argument for judging people of all races and backgrounds by their own individual merits. The very evidence she provides, this hack of a writer, shows that she lied about a dead man, and yet she wrote it. An esteemed magazine published it. It made it through the editors, and of course, liberal billionaires rewarded that attack. Now, of course, even if Charlie had uttered those words, it wouldn't mean that he deserved his fate. But consider the level of propaganda at work. Charlie was gunned down in broad daylight, and well-funded institutions of the left lied about what he said so as to justify his murder. This is soulless and evil.
Wow. This is J.D. Vance filling in for Charlie Kirk. He continued.
There is no unity with people who scream at children over their parents' politics. There is no unity with someone who lies about what Charlie Kirk said in order to excuse his murder. There is no unity with someone who harasses an innocent family the day after the father of that family lost a dear friend. There is no unity with the people who celebrate Charlie Kirk's assassination. And there is no unity with the people who fund these articles, who pay the salaries of these terrorist sympathizers, who argue that Charlie Kirk, a loving husband and father, deserved a shot to the neck because he spoke words with which they disagree. Did you know that the George Soros Open Society Foundation and the Ford Foundation, the groups who funded that disgusting article justifying Charlie's death, do you know they benefit from generous tax treatment? They are literally subsidized by you and me, the American taxpayer. And how do they reward us? By setting fire to the house built by the American family over 250 years. I am desperate for our country to be united in condemnation of the actions and the ideas that killed my friend. I want it so badly that I will tell you a difficult truth. We can only have it with people who acknowledge that political violence is unacceptable, and when we work to dismantle the institutions that promote violence and terrorism in our own country.
And we have to dismantle them, folks, because this morning we got another one. Another employee at another South Carolina college calling for the murder of Nancy Mace. She's next, apparently. This person tweeted, his name is Kyle. He works at Coastal Carolina. Terrifyingly, he is a public safety dispatcher. And he tweeted this. And Nancy Mace, after Nancy Mace tweeted, "We know Charlie Kirk would want us to pray for such an evil and lost individuals like Tyler Robinson and find Jesus Christ. We will try to do the same. This person tweets, no surprises there, especially from this two-faced, starts with C, ends with T. But with how much she loves throwing slurs around on the Congress floor, she might not be far behind. Talking about Nancy Mace. I don't know what it is with liberal men calling conservative women starts with C, ends with T. I've gotten into some really heated debates with conservative men online, and they've called me stupid, dumb, stuff like that. But never the C word. It's always liberal men, and it's like usually within a comment or two, they'll hit you with the C word. I do know they are very masochistic, these men. It's one of the, part of the reason I tell my daughter not to date them. They're total masochist. Just very sexist.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
Browns
why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But yeah, so he's just, you know, just so we're clear, he's saying Nancy Mace is next. He works at Coastal Carolina, so I'm just wondering, he gonna be shown the door, or is it okay to threaten to kill Nancy Mace, just get in line? Folks, this is a Congress member whose wannabe assassin is trans man. So it's a man transitioning to woman. Currently behind bars here in Greenville County, because a judge had the wisdom to deny him bond for now. Here's another post by this person saying violence is never the answer, ignores reality. Violence freed slaves. Violence stopped Hitler. Violence protects families from attackers when police can't get there in time. The truth is violence has ended more evils than peaceful words ever have. It's not about whether violence is the answer. It's about when it becomes the only answer. This person works in safety. They're everywhere, folks. We got to root them out. Look, the left has done this with its lies and propaganda. These people are dangerous for one reason. That's the definition of mental illness. What you perceive to be reality and what is actual reality are not the same. That's classic mental illness. You cannot perceive reality. Well, the leftist media has created a reality so fake, that their viewers, their listeners, cannot perceive actual reality. They live in a fake reality that brings out the violence in them, and they are in positions of power. So I would say to Clemson this morning, who are you going to stand with? Are you for murder or are you against murder? Can't have both. It is not good enough to leave people on the payroll and force the taxpayer. This is a red state, okay? So the people that they are justifying the murder of, it's us, the ones paying the bill in the majority. Simply taking two professors and saying, hey, we're not going to put them in the classroom for now, not good enough. They must be fired. So to the president, to the provost, to the heads of Clemson, I would say you either for murder or against murder, you need to decide. And if you decide wrong, you need to be defunded. So help the president of Clemson understand. Here is his email address, president@clemson.edu. Now, we are all Charlie Kirk. We are polite. We use please. We use thank you. And we use threatening words. Like defund, but we don't say anything negative. We don't cuss. Write your email as Charlie Kirk would have. Polite, but firm. We oppose murder. We are not letting the left on campus build the norm that advocating for or celebrating the murder of Charlie Kirk is political speech with which we're all okay. Because that is what the leadership of Clemson is trying to establish. And we're not going to let it happen. If I have to do this every single day, we will.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.